T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 days. Don't forget, we're about a half hour away. How about 7:15 this morning? US 99 and Styles and Roman. We got you with that Sandals Resort vacay, but I'm sure we've all heard this news by now. I heard Aunt Becky. The first time I heard it, did everybody say, "No way, dude"?
Is that what? No, is that... Is that what you said?
Is it?
No.
No way, dude. Was that what the little twins used to say on Full House?
Was it "no way, dude"? I think it was... You got it, dude. You got it, dude.
Well, I flipped it because I was like, "No way, dude."
That doesn't really make sense.
All right, how about this one? Cut it out.
No,
that one.
There you go. Have mercy.
That one was from the show.
Those all work, right?
So, Lori Loughlin. Gosh, Aunt Becky. We'll just call her Aunt Becky because I think that's what everybody knows her as. The actress from Full House. This story, gosh, mind-blowing right now. They have two daughters. And also the Desperate Housewife as well involved in this incident. How are they paying, like bribing, to get their kids, their sons, their daughters, into a prestigious university?
So Aunt Becky spent $500,000 to get both her daughters into USC, correct?
Correct, yeah. University of Southern California.
I mean, first off, how does Aunt Becky have just $500,000 to just spend like that?
That's the first thing I thought right off the bat. And actually, she married, if you're old school, you remember the clothing brand back in the day? It was called Mossimo. It was just like M-O-S-S-I-M-O written across like a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. She married like the founder. She married Mossimo. So I guess that's where all the money comes from.
But where's Mossimo now? I mean, I don't see that at the stores.
Well, I'm sure they probably made a whole bunch of money and maybe invested.
I think Aunt Becky's royalties in Full House is paying the money.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
On Netflix now? So here's the deal. So they were actually bribing. His name was William Rick Singer. His company was called Key Worldwide Foundation, and what these wealthy families, I guess, would do, they would give him anywhere from $15,000 up to like $6 million to get their kids to lie to get them into these prestigious universities. I saw online like Georgetown, Stanford, I think was one of the universities named. I mean, actually, the Aunt Becky's daughters, they lied and said that they were part of crew, rowing. Both of them have never done that before. They actually took fake pics of them on a rowing machine and sent them to USC to try to get them into the school.
I want to be clear. This is the parents. The parents are the ones bribing and lying to try to better their kids. Now, again, you want the best for your kids. I get that. But if they don't deserve to be at a prestigious school or on a certain athletic team, I mean, there's a moral compass there where it's like, paying $500,000 to get them into a school and on a certain team, I mean, they don't deserve to be there.
Like, they were both arrested, both Aunt Becky and Mossimo.
And what blows my mind is Aunt Becky, her bail was set at the same amount that R. Kelly's bail was set at. They're not the same crimes as far as I'm concerned.
And they're not the same crimes. I don't know how they establish how much your bond is supposed to be. Throw 10% down, you're out of there, hopefully. But I think it's just the craziness of it all. Like, we talked about this on our Facebook Live that we do every morning at about 5:30. Like, if you are a junior or senior in high school, like, you're doing as well as you can in class, you're trying to get the best, highest grade on the SAT and the ACT because you want to excel in college. You want to get accepted. You don't want anybody to help you. And then, like, now these parents are, if they're going behind their kids' backs, bribing, what kind of message, what kind of lesson are they actually teaching their kids?
I just saw online, I think TMZ is reporting that Aunt Becky's daughter may be getting expelled now. I mean, it's embarrassing for the whole family. 312.
She was just on spring break on a yacht.
Yeah, a multi-millionaire yacht. 312-946-4995. Times you've cheated to get ahead in life. Now listen, maybe not as extravagant as what Aunt Becky did, but we've all done some things maybe we're not proud of. So 312-946-4995. Times you've cheated to get ahead in life.
Yeah, confess your cheating ways. 312-946-4995.
It's going to get up to about 65 degrees later on this afternoon. Make sure you do have that umbrella, though. It's going to be raining. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And man, Aunt Becky. Ooh, this is all over the news, all over the internet. The scam that her and hubby paid USC and an investor. They paid $500,000 to get both of their daughters in the prestigious school. Now, you were saying that maybe the daughters didn't even know, but how embarrassing must it be for both of them if they didn't know? Let's just play it at that role. If they didn't know, how embarrassed must both of them be right now? All their other classmates are like, wait, you didn't get in here on your own? Like, your parents paid?
They bribed
you to get in here?
They may get expelled. I mean, it's going to be very embarrassing for the family, and I'm going to believe the fact that the kids didn't know. I think there are some parents out there that are just overbearing, and they just do things behind the kids' back because they, you know, if you're, especially, and Becky being a quote-unquote celebrity, you want to be able to brag that your kids go to a you don't want them going to community college. Like, you need them going to a prestigious school, right? So I could see them going behind the kids' back, and the kids having no idea that this is how they got in.
I don't know 100% if they knew or not, but I will say that Aunt Becky's one younger daughter, who is now at USC, who got bribed in as well, she was on record saying that she didn't even want to go to college. The only reason she wanted to go was to party. So maybe she did know a little bit. I mean, when it's all said and done, this is completely wrong. Like, why would you? You're a parent. You're supposed to be teaching the values, and this is what you're teaching your kids?
Yeah, it's not good. 312-946-4995. It's time to confess when you cheated in your life. Good morning, Wendy from New Lenox. Talk to us.
My daughter.
I'm sure this is a proud mommy moment. What happened?
You know what? She actually was just pulled in the room, and they asked her to come take a test by herself because both of the girls actually had the same answers and had the same ones wrong. So they asked them to take them separately. So they took them separately, and the teacher graded them, and they actually got the same exact ones wrong separately as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's insane. Yes. How does that even happen?
I don't know. With the two of them, honestly, they've done some things together that you couldn't even believe.
So. Oh, let's talk about all these things now.
Oh, no, I can't do that to her now. She's a senior. I can't wait for us.
13 minutes away before you are going to be grabbing your passport and your flip-flops and going on down on that Sandals Resort vacay. 7:15 this morning, we got you. But good morning, it is Styles and Roman at US 99. Talking about the scandal with Aunt Becky, the desperate housewife, how they were bribing, paying to have their kids get into these prestigious universities. So we decided, hey, let's talk about, like, cheating this morning. So 312-946-4995. I'll go first with a quick. You know, I went to Lewis University, and there was one class called Cultural Civilization. Like, when you hear a class like that, you definitely know it's going to be hard, and you want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't sign up for that class.
Like, I don't want to take that class. It was a requirement. I had to take it, and I waited so long. It's like my last semester at Lewis University, and I apologize to all my instructors, everybody at Lewis University, the president of the school. I used to wear contacts. Well, I still wear contacts, but I had glasses, and my glasses, for some reason, I was able to see better in, and the only day I would wear my glasses is when I would have tests in Culture Civilization, because I would cheat off of the one gentleman that would sit next to me who was very smart and got all A's in the class. And that is my confession right now. I didn't know the kid's name. I apologize, but I want to thank him for helping me survive and pass Lewis University and Culture Civilization.
You don't even know the kid's name who got you through college.
No, I used to say good morning to him. I was like, what's up, dude? Good morning.
That's nice. You didn't give him, like, a card at the very end, like, thank you for helping me out?
I should look him up and, like, send him, like, a fruit basket of some sort.
I'll be honest,
but, hey, thank you very much.
I don't remember cheating back in school. I just remember the only time I remember kind of cheating was, remember those graphing calculators, like, way back in the day?
Yeah.
I remember, like, storing some things in there, like, it was, like, a formula.
Like, formulas, yeah.
Like, I guess that's, like, a cheat sheet, if you will. But, I mean, kids today are probably, like, graphing calculators? What is that? Yeah.
What? 312-946-4995.
Good morning, Kathy from Naperville. Let's talk cheating.
Well, from a high school teacher perspective, I want to talk about how kids are so lazy today that they're too lazy to even cheat. It's true. And sometimes I wish, I'm like, guys, just cheat, get something done. But they're so lazy, I think their parents see that, so they're cheating for them.
I don't want to throw my 16-year-old stepson under the bus here, but yeah, laziness is the real deal.
Oh, gosh, it's worse than ever. These kids are kind of boring. What'd you do over the weekend? Nothing. Played video games. They have no interest.
Video games all night.
For the record, you have taken the cake as the greatest teacher I've ever heard in my life. Like, you want to motivate the kids to cheat, and you're calling your students boring. I love this teacher.
Oh, yeah. I got it going on, right?
So we're talking about cheating this morning, and if I wonder if there's a way that you can actually cheat and win this Sandals Resort vacation because we are one song away. I'll say it again. One song away before you are going to be grabbing your passport and going down on vacation.
And the answer to your question, no, there's no way to cheat. You got to do it the real way.
I don't know. I'm going to look into this.
Our moral code here at US 99 is sky high, but that's not what Aunt Becky did.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
She spent $500,000 to get her two girls into USC and apparently on the road team. And it was a huge scandal that happened yesterday. A lot of parents are going, at least maybe to jail, at least to court. And it's a big black eye when it comes to the entire admission situation in college.
And it's a huge embarrassment for the families, let alone the mom and dad who are now maybe going to jail. I'm not sure what that's going to be all about. But, I mean, feel about the embarrassment for the sons and the daughters.
I'll tell you what, Uncle Jesse will not last in jail. I'm sorry. It will not happen. I mean, he's too good-looking of a guy.
I don't think Uncle Jesse is going to jail.
Oh, they're not really married?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were just actors.
312-946-4995. Good morning, Sharon from Tinley Park. Let's talk about cheating.
Well, when I was in high school, the kid that was sitting next to me, it was a gentleman. It was a Spanish class, and he chose to cheat off me, and the teacher caught him because he wrote my name on his piece of paper.
What a pendejo!
They weren't very nice back then. He got slammed up against the chalkboard.
Hey, is pendejo okay? That's not a swear word, right? I can say that. Our producer, TK?
Okay, from high school Spanish, I remember. That means stupid, so you're okay on that one. But you can't say or
gracias.
May we all get the most people of good.
So three massive country artists, it was just announced a couple minutes ago, are going to be coming to Chicago during the summer. Actually, Ravinia, to be exact. And how about this? Coming up in about 6 minutes, Styles and Roman, we're going to let you know the dates. We're going to let you know who's going to be there and how you can get some tickets.
This summer keeps on getting better and better, unless your name is Aunt Becky, who is now posting a $1 million bond because she spent $500,000 to get her two daughters into USC.
Yeah, they got caught. So this has been going on now for, man, who knows how long. His name is William Rick Singer, and he owns the corporation Key Worldwide Foundation. And parents, I'll say it again, parents were paying him ridiculous amounts of money to get their sons and daughters into these, and I'll put them in quotes, prestigious universities.
The things we do for our kids, but I got us thinking about confessing when you cheated. Good morning, Dina from McHenry. Give us your story.
All right, so in high school, me and my best friend were in the same science class, and I was really good at science, and she was not. So during all of our tests, our teacher would move the tables and put us two together so she could cheat off my test. They only knew that she would pass if she would cheat off my test.
So the teacher was doing this on purpose, putting you two together?
Yeah, because he was like, well, I want her to pass the class, so she needs to cheat off your test.
Wait. He said that. If it was Styles or Roman, he wouldn't give a about us, but for you girls, it's all good, right?
I guess so. He always told me if she got an answer wrong, I needed to write bigger.
Oh my gosh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.